So this is chapter 8, point number 5. It talks about sharp 11. Like, why would you see sharp 11 chords? And you do see them quite a bit. Here's a fun way to play F sharp, major 7, sharp 11. It goes 1, 3, 3, 2, 0, 0. Everyone play it, please. It goes like this. It's a very easy. So again, 1-3-3-2-0-0. That's from bottom to top. 1-3-3. There's no X's. 1-3-3-2-0-0. When do you see that chord? When do you see that? You see it as a 4 chord. For example, when you're in C. So everyone do C. For a bar of 6, actually a bar of 12, like 1, 2, 3, or 2 bars of 6, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, and then you switch. Reminds me of a little bit. It's even in John Lennon's Imagine, it's like no heaven. And then listen, that right there is like over the F chord, that same kind of sound. You guys hear that? You'll know that song, right? I hope. And you wouldn't think of it as like a sharp 11, but that's what it works out to be. Everybody hear that? Do you hear the similarity there? Where else do we find the sharp 11? Now moving to letter B. You find it as like a 6 chord in a minor key. So the example here is C minor and A flat major 7 sharp 11. But instead of that, because there are some people here who don't do bar chords. Well, actually, let's do it first. I'll give it to you first. The C minor is... So here's C minor. And then the A flat major 7 sharp 11 chord would be 4x553x. That's 4x553x. Very cool chord. Just try it out for a second. 4x553x. Very wide open sounding chord. If you don't feel like doing that chord or don't want to learn it, you can just play regular A flat major 7 or, in Kai's case, just an A flat power chord. Okay? So here we go. I'm going to give 4-4, like one. One, like one bar each. 1, 2, 3, 4. Like 1, 2, 3, and switch right to it. With Kai's power chords, and it's gonna sound pretty amazing. 11 of the sharp 11 chord, which is letter C. This is where we're at now. It would be like if you're in C and the other chord is B flat 7 sharp 11. So the B flat 7 sharp 11. I would go 6x675x. That's 6x675x. And it's 6-7 because it's a B flat 7 sharp 11, not B flat major 7 sharp 11. So from bottom to top, the intervals are 1 flat 7, 3 sharp 11. I'm glad you asked that question. Kai, let me hear. All right, here we go. We're going to play with Kai. Just regular C and then that new chord. What reminds me of is, it reminds me of the Charles Guaraldi song, Christmas Time. That's the chord right there. Right? So that's like a classic. There's probably many others, but that's what comes to my mind first. All right? So those three are the big ways to use this sharp 11. Another way is to, letter D, is to hide the tension of a tritone substitution. If you weren't here for the previous class, you don't know what a tritone is, don't worry about it. But the progression is D minor 7 to D flat 7 sharp 11 to C major 7. So the D flat sharp 11 chord, there's multiple ways of playing it. I'm gonna choose X4546X. That's X4546. We're gonna play just like it says there, D minor 7. D flat 7 sharp 11, C major 7. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, like. And the C goes twice. So back to D minor. D flat 7 sharp 11. Yeah, just to review, it's the D flat 7 sharp 11 is X4546X. Yep, that's right. And it's a weird sounding chord, but in context, it sounds right, right? Yeah.
No, I was playing it right. For some reason, it sounded different there. So it's.
Wait, play that chord again, just you. All right, you got it. No, it would be X4546X. Cool.
Yeah.
Inversing. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. We're gonna do it together one more time. 2, 3, 4. Again. C major 7, not C7. So those are the first four most common ways to use a sharp 11 chord. That fifth way, 5E, is where we're at right now, is to just do is whenever it's a one chord, we're in the key of C, so you could play C major sharp 11. How do you play that chord? It might be like X3X452. That's X3X452. Very cool chord to know. If you want something atmospheric, you know. So X, 3x452. Little atmosphere. We're gonna play this this thing. Let's play it in three, like 1, 2, 3. Just the chord by itself. And you could also play regular C major 7, it'll be fine. Or any other extensions, C major 13, or C6, or C9, etc. So when do you use that? I'm not really explaining. Like, when you whenever you need some atmosphere, even if the rest of the song doesn't, you know, you don't have to stay in that one chord. Suppose you had this, like a 4-5, like a one, the famous progression, like 1-5. 6-4 and then back to 1. But on the 1, you wanted some kind of lift or some heavenly, you know, inspiration. It might sound like this. I'm not saying this is the best scenario to use it, but it's the first thing that popped in my head. Just listen to how it sounds. So it's like a shifts it into a whole new stratosphere just with one little note changing. Okay? That was all exhausting the uses of the sharp 11. Point 6 is about the 13th. When do you use 13 chords? All right? They can be used in major, dominant, and minor chords, although in the latter, the 3 and the 13 make a tritone and is very tense. We're going to do each example. C major 13. All right? Look like this. I'm going to put it on the board. It would be X, 3-5-4-3, or let's say 3 X 3-5-4-5-5. And why is that a 13th on top? Because this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 is the same as 6. So you can play any other sixth anywhere else. If you, like Hilary, I know you know C6 chord, you can easily substitute that. And keep in mind, the 13 means you can also play other stuff below it. You could play 7, 9, and sharp 11. Why not just plain old 11? Because it tends to clash in a major. So feel free to add C major 7, C major 9, C major 7, sharp 11, and C major 13, any combinations of those. I mean, when you see that 13, it means you can have full license to play that. I'm gonna do a jam in C major 13. 1, 2, 3, 4. Another way to play C major 7 that I didn't give you guys is 8x9910x. That's 8x9910x. When we do C13, you guys, this is X32335. I consider that the James Brown chord, like on the song Sex Machine, one of his most famous songs. It's C9. I mean, it's not in the key of C, we're transposing, but it's C9, which is X32333. You gotta learn that chord, all you guys. And then they stick pinky out to get the 13 on and off. So the tune is like. Alright, That's a good question. Like, how do you play this chord? I use finger from bottom to top, like the bottom string to the top string. I use two, then one, then three, three, three for the ninth chord, and then I stretch pinky up 2 fret for the 13th. Yeah. All right, we're gonna jam out.
Thank you.
Yeah, good, no problem. Always ask me questions like that. Go ahead, Kai. Ready? Minor 13. C minor 13 looks like the same as C 13, except the third drops down one half step to the first. So it's going to go X, 3, 1, 3, 3, 5. It's the same exact chord we just had, except that's maybe not the most common one. But I want to give it to you right now. Again, it's X 3 1 3 3 5. I don't like that one. Let me give you a different one. How about this? X 3 X 3 4 5. I'm gonna write it. It's X 3 X 3 4 5. Yeah, easier to play. And here's an alternative to both of those.
And what chord is that?
This is C minor 13. Here's an alternative to those. This is X, I mean 8 X 8 8 10 10. So here's the one I gave you. It's 3 X 3 4 5. And then the other one is 8 X 8 8 10 10. Try both those. Yeah, we should include that one. Another one is X 3 1 2 3 X. That's X 3 1 2 3 X. So many choices in so little time. X 3 1 2 3 X. Those are all C minor 13s. All right, so let's just do a jam out. First with us, Kai, and then you're gonna lead, okay? This is great, you're on bar chords now. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Fun. Just a one chord jam. Before we move on, what? Just one little thing to explain. Like, why does it say in here about the? It says although the ladder, meaning the minor 13 chord, the 3 and the 13. Please hang on. The 3 and the 13 make a tritone and is very tense. In other words, E flat to A form a tritone. Tritone means two notes that are three whole steps apart, i.e. the word tritone, three whole steps. And the E flat and the A are tritone apart, therefore they sound very tense. So I'm going to ask you guys each to play the top two strings, frets 4 and 5 respectively. So please play it. String 2, fret 4. String 1, fret 5. Okay, and it by itself, it sounds very tense, doesn't it? Like in context, now that we know that the root is C, it makes it a little more digestible. But like, let's say if I ruin your ear for a second, if I play, like, let's see, if I... Alright, now play that interval. It sounds very weird and dissonant, right? That's the tritone for you. So, but that tension is cool. This is, I think, in part why we can do a C minor 13 jam on just one chord and it holds some interest there. Because in and of itself, it's pretty tense. All right? So I made my point here. We're going to do the last one, which is the flat 13. The flat 13 is usually like moving to like a one chord in a, on a five chord. So like if you're in C minor, then the G7 flat 13, which is really like a the G7 flat 13 is really like a G7 sharp 5. The sharp 5 and the flat 6 are the same note, and the flat 13 and the flat 6 are the same note, if you follow that. So a flat 13 is the same as a plus 5. How do you play G7 plus 5? I'm going to give it to you. I would go 3x, 3, 4, 4x. So jam out with Kai. You guys know that in the harmonized scales, I've told you, we've talked about this before, in the harmonized scale charts, the 5 chord is written as a minor, is it not? When you're in C minor, the chords are C minor, D half diminished, E flat, F minor, G minor, A flat, B flat, C minor. The only one who hasn't heard that before is probably Kai. But you've heard about it, Kai. You've seen the harmonized scale charts. And I'm just going to do that again. C minor, D flat half diminished, C minor, D half diminished, E flat, F minor, G minor, A flat, B flat, C minor. But in practice, we covered this before, on a 5 chord in a minor, it usually sounds way better to make it into a 7. Here's a 1-4-5 that's diatonic to C minor. Just listen for a second. It's going to be C minor, F minor, and G minor. Nothing wrong with that, but it sounds way better when we do a G7. Pay attention, please, Jerry. This is for you. This, because I'm going to show you. Not only are we going to do a dominant, but now we're going to do a dominant plus 5, and I'll explain in a minute. Here's modifying the 5 chord of the minor. I'm sorry. Yeah, the 5 chord of C minor to a dominant chord rather than a minor chord. Sounds much more colorful, right? We go one step further and put a plus 5 on the 5 chord because the plus 5, the E flat note in this case, is the same as the 3 of the 1 chord anyway. So it's right in the scale. That right, this is the third of the E minor. So now you got doing both. I wanted to get some motion in there, so I did the plus five and then the regular G7. So it gives it some motion. You could take your pick and do either one. So does that all make sense why I went through all this? Like when you might use it? On any minor chord, on any minor key, you can use a 5-7 augmented fifth, or 5-7 flat 13, as this book calls it. I mean by a dominant 5 means a seventh chord. Like in a minor harmonic scale, the 5 chord is usually listed as minor, but instead you're gonna make it a seventh chord to add some flavor to it. And to go one step further, now you can do a seventh chord plus 5. Okay, there's one little thing about the plus 5 that I want to talk about, which it says at the bottom here. If you're going to a major chord, like C major, you can still use the 5-7 chord with a plus 5 because it's only a half step away from the third of C major, like the E flat to E, and it adds a lot of tension. In other words, let me back up a minute. Kai, I'm going to ask you in a minute to play the same C and G. But instead, now we're going to play C major, like C major 7. And then, instead of just doing a regular 5 chord, G7, add a G7 flat 13, or in this case, what I'm calling a G7 plus 5, and it adds a lot of tension. But it resolves, so everything's fine in the end. In other words, this is the boring way to play it. This is a little better. Sevens, and this is even better because I'm doing a plus 5. Alright, so Kai, if you could, please do a C for one bar and G for one bar.